Now, I need to tell you about this because a startling study published this month found that nearly two-thirds of people who use Tinder are already in a relationship. Are you shocked or are you not? I don't know. Almost half of the users not actually interested in finding a date at all. So why? Why are they on it? Being economic with the truth has always been part of the dating game since the beginning of time. But is this simply the wrong approach? Should we be telling the absolute truth when we meet somebody for potential romance? To share some of his wisdom, let's just say, on this is Fergal Harrington, founder of Intro Matchmaking and co-host of the very popular podcast, Is This Why You're Single? Fergal, thanks for coming in today. How's it going?
It's great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Now, let's talk about dating apps first. Why do you think people feel the need to lie about themselves or at least exaggerate the facts?
I think an awful lot of people are guilty of omitting some of the truths because they may have had maybe one or two experiences in the past where it bit them. And so they're saying stuff like, okay, maybe I won't share the fact that I've got kids just right away and I'll tell them maybe on the second or the third date. And all that really does is tell the other person, oh, what else have they omitted? What else have they? So it breeds doubt. So it's paranoia that the person's going to judge them based on one of their, you know, facts of life. And that's obviously not the right basis for, you know, the start of a relationship. So, yeah, honesty, best policy.
Honesty, the best policy, yes. You would think that. But this is kind of a startling study. Nearly two-thirds of people who use Tinder are already in relationships. Why do you think so many people use dating apps? Is it to bolster their self-esteem? You know, if they actually have no intention of going on dates at all, or is it used for cheating? Why so many people in a relationship are using this app?
Yeah, honestly, I think its grass could be greener on the other side.
And so they're window shopping.
They're window shopping and they're benching other potentials. And it's an ego boost. It's knowing that, look, I've got options. Your one annoyed me there by saying something to me that really kind of bothered me. Or he did this. Or he doesn't really show any intentions of actually wanting to settle down. So maybe I'm just going to keep my options open here for a minute and just see what else is out there. And because I don't want to like put all my eggs into this basket because that's foolish. And so they start thinking, no, I'm just going to play the field a little bit, or just at least I'm not cheating if I know that I've got options, but I'm not doing anything physically. So what's wrong with that? So we kind of lie to ourselves and say, no, I'm not cheating. This is fine.
And the thing about these dating apps, they are designed to keep you hooked and get you addicted. So that's how they're designed. So I'm sure once you're in, it's very hard to get out.
It's just like your Facebook or your Instagram likes. And it's like, you know, it does bolster ego. It just completely makes people feel like, I spoke to some of the younger people who work at Intro yesterday because I'm not young and I'm not single. And I've learned an awful lot. And so an awful lot of women, what they do on Instagram, well, on their Tinder accounts is they just link their Instagram account to the Tinder and don't have any bio at all. So it's just more for gaining followers as opposed to looking for. So there's no really intentions of wanting to actually have a relationship. It's more about ego boost. And I've got 40,000, I've got 50,000 now. This is great. Another way for me to gain followers.
And entertainment.
And entertainment.
And entertainment. Okay, so that's frightening. Great. let's talk about dating then. You said there, honesty is the best policy. I mean, is that just it? Bottom line, always be honest. Or how much should you divulge on a first date?
100%. I think you need to be as honest as possible. If your intentions are, I want to settle down, I want to start a family, I want to have kids, there's no reason to hold stuff like that back. Because we Irish, especially Irish, we tend to sort of say, oh, say nothing now, don't be saying that, that'll scare them off. Or no, sure, that'll make you sound like you're very needy or very desperate or whatever. We have to stop worrying about what way people are going to perceive us. If the truth is, I do want to settle down because I am 39 and I do want to have kids. I mean, the amount of people that come to me and they say, geez, I went out with Johnny there for 6 years from when I was 33 to 39. And then he goes and drops the bombshell that actually he doesn't really believe in marriage because his parents separated when he was a child. Now he's got a thing about marriage. And he also isn't sure if he wants to bring children into this world with all the climate change and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And this is what, they're 6 years though. Mary is out with Johnny for 6 years. So I have to say she's almost as much to blame to not have a conversation with Johnny sooner than 6 years. That's the problem. We don't communicate enough. We don't share what our actual hopes are and our goals and our future goals are. But they come in then in a panic at 39 thinking, geez, I'd have to have kids. And I had one guy then who said to me, I'm 39, Fergal. She has to be pregnant before I'm 40. it's in my head.
Yeah, the age thing is scary. It's like they hear this ticking. That's their biological clock and yeah. it panics them.
But we're later to get married. We're 37 and a half for men, 35 and a half for women. Mm-hmm. We focus on career, on education, on everything else before, you know, our own personal side of things. Then it reaches nearly 40 and then we're like, oh crap, I better do this.
Surely if you're still single at 37, 38, 39, 40, that you're much better at dating because you have the experience.
Oh, or you get a little bit too set in your ways and you just don't listen to the other person's point of view.
That's why you're single.
Yeah. And like we've got 20-year-olds coming into us and they're more mature than some of the 50-something-year-olds.
Wow.
And they're usually compartmentalize their entire lives. They're like, my education is complete. My career is in the right path. I'd like you now, Intra, to sort out my relationship status. And we're like, geez, would you not go off to Australia and have the crack for a year? Mm-hmm. But no, they're uber mature and they know exactly where they want to be. And then there's some 45. I had a 48-year-old on the phone last week and the first time he rang me, he was 36. And I was like, I'm a bigger fool to spend 20 minutes ago each time talking to this guy, trying to get him to do this because he just is his own worst enemy. And then at the end of the conversation, he gave out to me then because I wouldn't give him a 33-year-old woman. I was like, here, Johnny, now, I don't know if you should use that phrase, number one, but also number two, she might have been 33 if you did this when you were 36, but you didn't, and that's on you.
Is that one of the big problems? You get a lot of guys looking for younger...
Oh, Christ. Yeah, I mean, sorry. When men hit 40, the Peter Pan syndrome, the commitment phobia... There's an awful lot, it has to be said, mammy's boys out there that are still absolutely going home for the cooking and the cleaning every Sunday. And mammy needs to, you know...
Step back
a little bit and allow him just to make his own decisions and not make him paranoid that the women are going to be out just to get pregnant or to steal his land. There's an awful lot of that out there. And so guys need to realise that just because I'm 40 doesn't mean that she's going to be 25. She's not going to accept to meet you. And that's what guys a lot of the time don't think of. They don't realise that women have a choice here too. And 25-year-old guys are more than happy to meet 25-year-old women. And they're in competition with the 25-year-old guys. And they need to start thinking about that much sooner.
Absolutely. Okay. So before, you know, I mean, do you think places like, you know, your place, Intro Matchmaking, is where people are going now because they're getting tired of the apps and they're at a loss. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. And of course, I'm going to self-promote. But the point about it is, it's true. We're 14 years nearly in business now. And the amount of times every day people say to me, Are there any sane, normal people, well-intentioned people out there? Where are they, Virgil? And I say, well, where are you looking, Mary? And Mary goes, well, I'm on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge and whatever else. And I was like, yeah, all cool. But like, you know, they're free dating apps largely. So you're going to get all sorts of everything. And people can lie through their teeth. They can misrepresent themselves and they can say what they want. Plus the safety issue. So there's all sorts of people putting themselves... They might be really educated, very professional people making grand money, but then they won't invest in themselves or in their whole personal life. But if they actually put themselves into a pool of like-minded individuals, the chance of success is far better. That's why we're really strict about who we take on. We're blunt as hell. We base all our policies on stats from CSO figures and census results. And the reason an awful lot of people are single on Tinder is because they have a 15-kilometer radius on their profile because they want everything here and now and handy. I'm in D4, therefore your man that I marry must be in D4 too because I go to Pilates down the road on a Wednesday and I do yoga on a Saturday and I go for brunch with the girls on a Saturday. So my life is here, therefore I must cocoon everything
here.
You
need to fit into my life.
Yes, and it's all about that.
Do you find yourself, not just matchmaking, but do you find yourself life coaching people on the phone? Like it sounds like you're life coaching a lot of the time to these people.
It's kind of, it's all I've been doing for the last 14 years and it can be soul destroying, I'm not going to lie. I never thought I'd be doing this in the first place, yet alone for this long. But there is such a need for it. We set up this business like it was going to be a GP surgery for dating because Irish people are really paranoid about anyone knowing their business. Everyone thinks they're famous. Everyone thinks, oh, jeez, I couldn't possibly. I had two women that wanted to come and join, but they were in Killarney. And I said, how am I going to get to you? You're on Grafton Street. I said, get the train. But they'd be all asking me where I'm going. I was like, don't tell them where you're going, Mary. Maybe just say you're going shopping for the day. So we're really paranoid that everyone's going to be talking, the gossip and the twitchy curtains, the nosy neighbours. So a lot of people think, well, actually, there's no point now. I'll stay as I am. I'm grand the way I am. And sure, if it's meant to be, it won't pass me by. And that's my least favourite expression because it does pass you by.
It does very, very quickly. Okay, so let's focus on our listener, for example. The ages between, 18 and 35, right? And they're still looking for love. Mm-hmm. What would your advice be for her and be for him?
Yeah, for her. Okay, women are fantastic at selling themselves online because a lot of the time, you know, women and girls will bolster each other's ego and they'll build each other up. They're like, oh, Jen, you're amazing. You're a super mom. You're this, you're a presenter, da, 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 da. And that's great. And that's all true. Guys don't do that. to women. So women tend to sell themselves very well online. And they're like, well, I do the Camino, I do this, I do Pilates, I eat, you know, loads of fish, so my complexion's amazing. Men, this is all true. This is what I hear every day, all day. But then men are like, are I sure? Yeah. Do you like music? Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever's on. Whatever's on 2FM. Grand. And they don't. I was like, come on, sell yourself a little bit more. This is what it's all about. So, sell yourself within reason without sounding like an egomaniac, but also enough to attract the other person. But be fully honest and do not withhold information. And if you go on the first date, tell the person that you want to see them again. Don't be withholding this whole thing. Oh, I'm not going to be, giving them a big head by saying that I like them. If you're a guy, my advice is, here's my number, Mary. I'd love to talk to you again. I'd love to bring you out to that restaurant we just talked about. Don't say, give me your number, Jen. Just, be more, gentlemanly, but also show your intentions, because she will go home that night, get onto WhatsApp groups and be like, he never asked for my number. He never gave me his. So he's obviously not interested, but he totally is. But he's just insecure about doing it because the fear of rejection is enormous for an awful lot of people.
Enormous.
So yeah, put yourself out there and know that dating is hard and there's going to be lots of rejection, and that's what it's all about. And you'll build up your confidence levels. I've got people who are coming in here in their 60s and 70s and they haven't gone on a first date in 45, 50 years because they married their childhood sweetheart and then it all ended. And they're like, geez, how do you date? How do you navigate this dating landscape? It's really tough and it's daunting. But the point is, it's never as daunting as what people have gone through in life. I've got widows coming in here at 33 with 5 kids. Like, they've been through way worse things than going on a few dates with people. So don't build it up into something enormous. Play it down. Be yourself. If the guy doesn't like you because you've got kids from a previous relationship, well, then you don't want to waste your time going out with the guy in the first place.
So true.
Is my attitude.
Such great advice. Such great advice. Fergal, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Fergal Harrington is the founder of Intro Matchmaking. Website?
Intro.ie.
There we go. Go and check it out. His podcast is called Is This Why You're Single? And is available wherever you get your podcast. We're also going to podcast this chat shortly so you can listen back and find out why daters find it so hard to be honest and what you should do. Some tips and tricks. Oh, we got a text in. Sorry. Just lastly, I have you. I'm a 39-year-old male.
Great.
Interested in meeting a woman. I'm not looking for someone who is 29. I'd have no issue in meeting a girl who's 36, 37, etc. But I find that women my age are really dishonest. I want to meet a woman who I can have kids with. A 29-year-old will admit she also wants kids, but a 38-year-old won't admit she wants kids and will play the game. Maybe she doesn't want kids.
An awful lot of 38-year-old women, it has to be said, and they said this yesterday as well, they'll play it down to seem easy, breezy, beautiful. I was like, yeah, whatever happens. When in deep down, she's like, geez, I really want to have kids, but don't say it now. But the 29-year-old, she won't have kids, but maybe in 7 or 8 years. And then he doesn't want to be a 50-year-old, guy changing nappies. So therefore, the honesty is all about put yourself into a place where people have to be honest in order to actually get what they're looking for. So they have to sign up, they have to pay, they have to sign terms and conditions. Put yourself into a proper pool and you'll find someone normal. But if you're doing Tinder or Bumble for 3 or 4 years and you're coming up against liars all the time, well, then change it up.
Absolutely. Such great advice. There we go. And the moral of the story, honesty is the best policy. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.